For now, but we will be back at 2:45 local time, and my, have we got a couple of great matches in prospect for you. As we've been saying, we'll start with Karolina Muchova against Arina Sabalenka. Following that, Iga Swiatek plays Beatrice Haddad-Maia. And before we go, Courtney, I'm just going to ask for your predictions on that one, just to put you on the spot for those matches. Who do we think we're going to see in the women's final?
Look, I think before the tournament, we expected it may well be a Sabalenka Swiatek final, a clash for the world number one ranking. The two most recent Grand Slam titles and the defending champion versus the world number two. And I don't think anything has changed in my mind. As fabulously as what Muchova has been playing, and also Beatrice, who's had a tremendous tournament, I think Sabalenka will put some pressure on the Muchova serve, and she's just been hitting the ball so ferociously. So I think that's what will unfold, and I just wonder whether all the hours on the court will finally catch up with the Brazilian. Swiatek's been playing superbly.
Well, you're really, you know, going out on a limb there, aren't you, picking the world number one, world number two?
No fencing for me.
Very brave predictions, I don't think. Yeah, I mean, I have to say I largely agree with you. I could see an upset. I think Haddad-Maia, you know, it'd be interesting to see if she can stick in there, maybe get under Swiatek's skin. We haven't seen Swiatek really challenged so far at this year's Roland Garros. With due respect to Coco Gauff, who took her to 6-4 in the first set of their quarterfinal, I think if Haddad-Maia really keeps up this kind of incredible resilience and self-belief, it'll be interesting to see how that one goes out. But you must join us. Before I go, I'll give you a very brief update on the semi-finals of the men's doubles. And Gilles and Vlieglen lead, but it's still on serve against Middelkoop and Mies, the Belgian pairing leading 4-3, and they will play Ivan Dodig and Austin Krajicek. But as I say, we'll bring you all of those semi-finals today. Come back and join us at 2:45 local time here at Radio Roland Garros. Every ball of those two women's semi-finals. I'm excited. I hope you are too.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Jabeur in front of us.
Oh, an ace.
Serves an ace that flies past Beatrice Haddad-Maia to bring up set point. That was well-timed. How she'd love another one now. Where's she going to go with this? Up goes the ball. She's going down the middle. It's pushed back into play by Haddad-Maia, but it's a short ball. It's got back, is it? No. Haddad-Maia behind her baseline, red, where the smash was going to go. She did get racket on ball, but she couldn't guide it back into the court. And that means that with exactly 43 minutes on the clock, Ons Jabeur has taken the first set in this first women's quarterfinal of the day, third in all by 6-3. It's all happening here. Jabeur has saved two set points on her serve, but now Beatrice Haddad-Maia has an opportunity to close it out on her own serve.
She's going to go wide, you know it.
Oh, yeah, and she pulled out of her service motion just then because of that. Now she has serve backhand reply from Jabeur. Forehand down the line, winner! Beatrice Haddad-Maia, we're going into a decider.
Very soft serve, backhand to the backhand swung cross court and deep from Jabeur. Jabeur with the backhand placed down the line. The pickup from Haddad Meyer. It's a mid-court ball. Jabeur should deal with it. She's placing. There's no pace on these balls. She's placing this ball in. She is moving the Brazilian around. She's got a mid-court ball again. She overhits it. And Beatrice Haddad Meyer is in shock. She has her mouth open, her hand on her head. The box absolutely delighted. With this lovely young lady at the age of 27, Onjaba makes her way around the net and there's a hug between the two. It is a lovely sight to see. It was a very different Onjaba we saw in that third set as she walks very slowly back to her chair. But this applause is all about this young lady, 27 years old, who's become the first Brazilian woman to reach a Grand Slam semi-final since Maria Bueno in 1968. Incredible. And for the third match in a row, she has come from a set down. And listen to the noise.
Bia, congratulations. Amazing effort. The first thing you did when you won the last point is put your hands into your face. You can't believe it, you just won. So we can just say, good job. You just reached the semifinals here. The first female Brazilian in the Open era. To play Ons is such a difficult opponent because she's a great tactician, but you hang in there, especially in the second set where you just reached the tiebreak and we were thinking, I don't know how you're going to handle because you came from an almost 4 hours match the last round. So how did you recover physically and emotionally from that?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank everybody who came today to support me, especially the Brazilians. I think in Grand Slams, we have the chance to recover for one day. So even when I played more than 3 hours, I had a day off and I have an amazing team. My physio is here, so we could work very hard also in the body. My coach also in my mind. So yeah, I think this is tennis. We work all year long to be in this moment. So yeah, I remember that in the middle of the second set, my coach showed me the clock and I looked, it was 1 hour and something. I said, okay, maybe we have until I have ahead. So yeah, I had to be patient. I had to keep doing the shots because as you said, she's a pretty good player. She's one of the best players in the world, even in the clay court. So I'm very happy and proud of me and my team today.
And Women's Tour, everybody hits so hard. So tactically, is it completely different? Is it more difficult to play against someone that she does a lot of drop shots? She forces you to come into the net many times. Also, you being lefty, you know, you can open up the court very well. So how did you use a little bit your mindset to prepare against someone that is very difficult? And by the way, great sportsmanship from Ons at the end of the match, giving you a hug.
Yeah, as I said yesterday, she's a very nice person and this is means a lot for us as a women tennis player. She represents us not only on the court but also off court, so she's a really nice girl. And I know her, she's juniors as well. So yeah, not easy to play against her. She's tricky. Sometimes you do a good shot and you expect that you're going to have another shot to go and then, okay, drop shot, winner. So yeah, you have to be patient. It's not easy to keep the rhythm with the shots also in 2-3 hours. So I always believe in my body. I always believe that the match is long. So I think that was the key. I was trying to keep my game and not think on her head. And yeah, I think it worked.
It worked very well. We don't want to keep you long here because you need to recover. They need to play some more matches. Parabéns. Muito contento para você.
Merci beaucoup.
Beatrice Haddad Meyer, qualifiée pour la demi-finale de Roland Garros.
You have defeated a lot of top 10 players before, but this is the first time you defeated a top 10 player in a Grand Slam and the first time you reach a semi-finals. How are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm feeling happy for sure.
The last time we played, I lost 6-3, 6-love, so it's not easy to step in on the Châtrier for the first time. I didn't play there before. And yeah, to play against a very competitive player as she is. Also, I knew that she could make me like a few drop shots, and I was trying to be aggressive. So yeah, I'm happy that I could keep trying to improve my tennis, keep trying to step in, to go forward. And I'm happy with my also mentality today, because I had to be very patient and to, yeah, to wait for the opportunity. And yeah, I'm proud because of that.
Looking at your face on that match point when it all finished, have you ever been in a state of shock and disbelief as you were right at that moment?
No. yeah, I think it was one of the biggest and special wins for me. Also because, yeah, Jabeur is a player that I respected a lot. And it's very tough to come and, yeah, to go for it. Because one thing is to win a set. One thing is to have 5-3 and serve. And one thing is to go and win the match. So, yeah, I was very proud. And I think my face showed that, yeah, I think hard working, it works sometimes.
And how do you stay at that level going into the semifinals? Looks like it'll be Świątek. Maintain that without having a bit of a drop after a big result like this.
Yeah, I think during my career I had also moments like this when I reached the first final for a Master 1000 and also my first WTA final when I was for the first time in the top 20 when I won my first big tournament in doubles. So I think every step we pass through make us stronger. So yeah, I think now I will take care of my body. My mentality keeps the same. I already played against Iga as well, so we need to still wait. Tennis is long. If it was my match, even if it is set and 4-2, the match can change. Everything can change very fast in tennis, so I'll be ready. And yeah, I'll take care of my body, my things, and try to keep the same mentality tomorrow.
If you could just give us a little addition about the challenge of playing Iga and how you will convince yourself that you can win.
Yeah, well, we played once, and it was last year in the middle of the year. It was three sets, and I won in the end of the match. So it's a very tough one. She's the number one, and she's one of the best players we have from the last years. She's young. She's a nice person as well. So, yeah, she already won two ties here. I'll try to enjoy. I'll try to play every single point. I'll leave everything on the court. And yeah, I have nothing to lose. I'll try to go for it and do my best shots and think about the things that I need to improve as well.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Serve sits up, it's crunched by Świątek, goes back to the backhand of Świątek, who adjusts herself and goes cross-court. This is set point. Backhand is pushed very, very deep, finds the line, mid-court ball, cross-court winner. And Iga Świątek breaks Coco Gauff to love to take the set in 47 minutes by 6-4.
And it's given Iga Świątek, the world number one and the two-time champion, defending champion here, two match points. This is what it's like playing Świątek. It's cruel, isn't it? She's played well, Coco Gauff.
She
and
has.
It's 6-4, 5-2, 15-40. But as you said, she's got to take the positives. She's still out there. It's not over yet.
Merci.
Gauff serves. Again goes out wide. Świątek hammers it forehand into the net from Gauff, and it's over. It's done. Iga Świątek pumps the air, punches the air several times as she walks towards the net to shake hands with Coco Gauff. A nice handshake between the two. A lot of respect there, but it is the world number one who marches on her inexorable way, it seems, towards another Roland Garros title. Very, very much the woman to beat as she puts her hand to her ear to see who wants the ball that she's got in her hand. And then she plays it up into the stand, but she is looking very, very sharp here at Roland Garros once more, chasing a third title. And who's to say she's not going to be lifting the trophy come Saturday afternoon?
Iga, once again, huge congratulations to you. You played a very solid match today. It was not easy. Coco was playing extremely well, but you really tied up your game when you needed to. How was overall your feeling on the court today?
Well, for sure, it wasn't easy, you know. Especially first set was really tight, and Coco was really using the conditions here, so I'm pretty happy that I was able to kind of work on it and just win this match because, yeah, quarterfinals are sometimes, you know, the toughest matches, but we'll see what's going to happen if further in the tournament. But for sure, Coco, you know, she's already been in that place, so even though she's young, she's experienced, and I'm pretty happy to be in a semifinal.
As you said, Coco was playing really well. She was playing very aggressive. She tried to come a lot to the net today. It was windy. It's not sometimes easy to hit a lot of passing shots. How did you adjust to that?
I guess, you know, passing shots, you're kind of never going to play them perfectly, but it's all about instincts. I guess you have to kind of guess where your opponent is going to be. But, well, yeah, for sure, you know, she's pretty tall, so she can reach a lot of balls. But I just tried to be solid, you know, and remember that even though she's going to catch it, I can run to the next one. So I wanted really to play without pressure and just go for it.
Iga, you have an incredible record here at Roland Garros. You won already the title twice. You're once again in the semifinal, but this time you won't have a day off. You have to play the semifinal tomorrow against Beatrice. How would you prepare for that one? Is it a different preparation or you just same with the same routine?
Oh, no, like the same, you know. We play many tournaments during the year where we have to play day by day, but I'm pretty fresh because, you know, as you saw in previous matches, I didn't really spend too much time on court, so I'm actually happy that today was a tighter match and I'll be ready no matter what. And, you know, not having a day off was something that I knew since the beginning of the tournament, so I'm kind of ready for this situation.
You have gained so many fans year after year here. You can see once again today the center court, all the flags from your country. I'm sure you have a little word to say to this crowd as well.
Thank you guys for coming. I really enjoy playing in Paris. I'll work on, you know, throwing balls to you because I think the stairways caught it instead of any of you guys. But thank you for coming and hopefully see you tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow on the court. Mesdames et messieurs, merci une fois encore d'applaudir Iga Świątek, qualifiée pour les demi-finales de Roland-Garros.
Iga, well done, back in the semifinals. Obviously a rematch of last year's final. What was different about today, do you feel, in the way you played and also the way Coco played?
Well, I think tactically it was a little bit different. But also, you know, the conditions, because Coco, I think, used the wind a little bit more. And last year, I don't think it was windy on the final, but I don't really remember. For sure it was more tight in first set. So I'm pretty happy that in those important moments, I was the one that was solid and I could put a little bit more pressure on Coco.
Congrats, Iga. Does it still feel for you like an achievement to get to this stage? Or has it started to feel like, okay, but I'm just playing for the titles?
Oh, no, come on. It's never like that, honestly, especially on a Grand Slam. So I'm pretty happy to be, you know, in the semifinal again on Roland Garros. And it's a great achievement, you know, no matter how the tournament is going to finish. Semifinal is really, you know, great result, especially, you know, coming into the tournament as a defending champion, it puts a lot of pressure on you. So I'm pretty happy that I can show consistency and just play good here every year.
You're always so conscious of where your emotions are. As you've gone through this tournament and gotten to the later stages, are you feeling the pressure increase as it has at other tournaments in the past, or does it dissipate a little with you because you've gotten through the early rounds and now you're into the business end?
No, I would say it's always a little bit less, you know. Maybe it changes like before the final, because final you feel like it's the last one and you can, you know, give 100%, and it's always, you know, kind of packed with pressure and expectations, you know, from the outside. But no, I would say that the beginnings of the tournaments are a little bit more tricky, and later when you're just, you know, you can just kind of play your game because you also feel a little bit more, and yeah, just getting into the rhythm is the toughest part, and then it kind of you kind of have to just progress a little bit, but keep it, you know, good, and that's all.
You face Beatriz Haddad-Maia now. You faced her in Toronto. So how much do you think this match is going to be different, considering it is different conditions and different surface? And how do you feel about the matchup, especially mentally? Because during the tournament, Bia has been showing a lot of mental strength, and so were you, as usual.
Well, for sure, you know, she's the fighter, and she showed on even today that she's fighting to the last ball, and it pays off. So for sure, you have to kind of be ready, even when you feel like you're bleeding or whatever. You have to play every part 100%. We played in Toronto, and I would say actually this was one of the matches that had similar conditions in terms of the wind. It was also windy that day, but obviously surface different. So we'll see. I've never played against her on clay, and again, as before any other match, I will kind of focus on myself and what I want to do on court.
Hi, you said on court that you were kind of happy to have a bit of a tougher match because you hadn't been on court that much over the tournament. I mean, do you get worried maybe if you have gone through a little bit too easily coming to the latter stages, especially if maybe a slam?
Well, I wouldn't say worried, but as I said, like after last match, I can work with it and play well anyway, I think. And it happens sometimes on tournaments where I was winning matches pretty easily and then I just continue, you know. But I feel like in terms of, you know, having this couple of tougher situations and really important points, you're just not going to feel rusty, you know, when it happens again. So I didn't feel rusty today anyway, but it's good to have the experience anyway.
Iga, there is a phrase, you can't mix business with pleasure. Can you enjoy yourself when you are winning matches and moving through the draw, or is it just about taking care of business?
Oh, well, I would say I'm that kind of player who still has to kind of learn to enjoy, you know, playing and winning, because when I finish matches, I usually just think about the next one, you know. And moments of enjoyment are usually after the tournament, but I hope I'm going to progress because we play many tournaments throughout the year, and it's I already learned how to also, you know, just be happy with my, you know, as for example today, I'm not going to think about tomorrow's match till the rest of the evening, and I'm just going to enjoy that I won. So these are the small things that kind of help you keep more positive attitude and energy. So but usually with me, it's all about business, and then I'll enjoy.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Set point. Zverev, as he serves. Into the net. Jocelyn says, James and the Giant Echeverry.
I think we're getting a little loose.
Yeah.
I think we're getting a little loose on the puns.
But I like it.
Yeah. Great book. I enjoyed it.
Second serve down the tee to the forehand of Echeverry. He tries, thinks about running around his backhand, but he can't because backhand up the line from Zverev is good. Hacked back in by Echeverry, who gets the lob up. Zverev moving back quick. He lets the ball drop. It drops long. He punches his fist. The first set in the bag for Alexander Zverev. The number 22 seed takes it 6-4.
Now he's ready. First serve has clipped the tape. It's landed inside the box. So he has got another first serve. The sun is out in force again. Zverev, of course, is a long way behind his baseline, waiting at an angle, swaying from side to side. The first serve is to his backhand. He makes sure he gets the ball into play. Big forehand from Echeverry to the forehand of Zverev, low and over the net. Echeverry looking to push here. And Zverev's gone wide on his backhand side. And Thomas Martin Echeverry, in his very first Grand Slam quarterfinal, has leveled things up. They've been on court for an hour and 35 minutes. The first set went to the German, the number 22 seed, by 6-4. But back comes the Argentinian, taking the second by 6-3. Nothing that Echeverry could do about that. And it's set points. Excitement for some, encouragement from others. The serve from Zverev. It's another very good one. It comes back into play, but it's a simple put away at the net from Sasha Zverev. He's rebounded really well after the disappointments for him at the end of set number two and the start of set number three. He's righted the ship, and after 2 hours and 22 minutes, he leads by 2-1.
He missed it by inches, and it is match point to Alexander Zverev. After 3 hours, 22 minutes on court, Philippe Chatrier. Serve down the tee is good. The return's going to go long and wide. And Sasha Zverev is through to the semi-finals of Roland Garros for the second straight year, the third straight year. Last year he had the horror show of having a terrible injury. He has rubbed that from his mind. He is through to the semi-finals again. A nice embrace with Thomas Martin Echeverry at the net. Some nice words from Zverev to the Argentinian, who's had a great, great Roland Garros. But it is Alexander Zverev through to the last four once more. And he roars his delight to the crowd.
Sasha, congratulations. Unbelievable effort. How important is it to go on court knowing that you play against an Argentinian, that he loves red clay? Plus, he didn't drop a set in the whole tournament. I don't know if you were aware about that or you just focus on your game. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. He's playing incredible tennis. You know, he reminds me a lot of Del Potro, the way he plays, the way he hits his forehand especially. So he's an incredible player. He's very young. I think if he continues playing like this, he's going to be, you know, in the quarterfinals here a lot more often, that's for sure. But I think he can be top 10. He can win big tournaments. And he proved it this week. And to be honest, I hope nothing but the best for him. And hopefully he can continue this way.
Nice words. How much did it change your routines, the fact that you played day sessions? The other day you were saying that you like to sleep long when you play night sessions. So it did change a lot, or even the conditions, did you find like difficult to adjust?
I mean, the conditions during the day are better for me, and that's for sure, because the ball is a lot faster, the ball bounces higher, so I think the way I play tennis on clay, I love to play on clay, but, you know, faster conditions are definitely better. But, I practice every day during the day, so the adjustment is still more for the night session than for the day sessions, but, you know, on and all, it doesn't matter. I'm in the semifinals for Roland Garros, I'm happy about that, and there's nothing else to talk about.
I have two more questions, if you allow me. The first one is, when you are sitting here at 5-4 serving for the match, even if you've been on that position many times, still difficult to don't think many things on your mind?
Yeah, I just had to remember that I have a pair of balls as well that I can use, you know, so sometimes that is that's the only way to go. But the 5-4 game, I thought, was incredible from both of us. I think he was hitting the ball extremely hard. I was hitting the ball extremely hard. So, you know, in the end of the day, I think or I hope I deserve to win. So I mean, I don't know what to say, to be honest. I'm just happy to be through.
And to finish, I don't know if it's a question or it's a recognition, but I'm sure that most of the people here in the tennis world, they love that you are back where you belong, into the semifinals of Roland Garros, Sasha.
Thank you. Yeah. As I said before, it was the most difficult year of my life, for sure. You know, I love tennis with all my heart, and I love the competitiveness, and that's been taken away exactly 1 year ago. So I'm so happy to be back on the stage. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to play four finals for Roland Garros title again. And yeah, I mean, I'll see you guys after tomorrow. I can't be happier. Thank you.
Sasha, we let you enjoy your moment. Have a nice rest. Good luck for the rest of the tournament.
Thank you,
mesdames et messieurs, Sasha Zverev, qualifié pour la demi-finale de Roland Garros.
You're taking a pretty big risk to go out wide there to the forehand, that doubles type return from the deuce court, because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Finale du double mixte Roland Garros 2023. Et de la première équipe à rentrer sur le court, la Canadienne Bianca Andreescu et le Néo-Zélandais Michael Venus. Ils rentrent en compagnie de Vendrille. Et ils seront opposés à la japonaise Miyu Kato et à l'allemand Tim Putz. Qui rentre en compagnie d'Edgar.
Same conditions in your previous matches. If you're going to use the towel boxes, can I ask you if you can use the grey, please, and the orange, please? Do you have any questions? Tim, would you like racket or ball?
Ball, please.
It's racket.
Serve?
Serve?
Okay.
3 minutes.
À la droite de l'arbitre, en tenue noire et en tenue grise, vous voyez une équipe qui se sont qualifiées pour cette finale ici en éliminant Melichar Martinez et Kravitz, l'Allemande, premier tour, puis Bettini Matzik Sands, l'Américaine, et Matej Pavic au deuxième, Kostiuk et Arevalo en quart, et enfin Dabrowski et Lemons en demi-finale. Celle qui est bien sûr la plus éloignée de l'arbitre, en tenue grise avec la cape blanche, elle est canadienne, elle a remporté 3 titres en simple, dont l'US Open en 2019. Elle n'a que 22 ans, Bianca Andreescu. Et à ses côtés, excellent en double, puisqu'elle avait remporté Roland-Garros en 2017, associé à Harrison, finaliste à Wimbledon en 2018 et des finales ATP en fin de saison en 2019. Il a 35 ans, il est néo-zélandais, Michael Venus. Leurs adversaires qui sont qualifiés pour cette finale en éliminant les Français Clara Burel et Hugo Gaston, premier tour, puis encore une paire française, Elixia Etchemia et Albano Olivetti. les Brésiliens Stéphanie et Matos, et enfin Sujati et Middlekoop en demi-finale, celle qui est proche de l'arbitre bien sûr avec la cape noire. Finaliste en simple à Tokyo en 2017, elle a remporté 3 titres en double dans sa carrière, elle a 28 ans, et les Japonaises Miyu Kato. Sept titres en double. Il était également finaliste à Cincinnati en 2022 en Masters 1000 avec son adversaire d'aujourd'hui, Michael Venus. Il est allemand, Tim Putz.
Mesdames et messieurs, Bianca Andreescu, Michael Venus, can you tirage so choisi de servir?
The bounces into the second service motion. To the back end of Venus. Venus returns it cross court. Forehand from Putz. Another forehand from Venus. Forehand cross court. Gets the angle. Great return. But draws the... Venus was good enough to hit that one back. And Putz reaching low, forced to try and come up with something special. Nets the forehand. And that is a tremendous comeback from the Venus and Andreescu combination to win the first set 6-4. Serves to the forehand of Venus, who makes a return, but again it's Kato, brilliant at the net. Some superb volleying from the Japanese player. In the last few games of this, she just puts that backhand volley away. A high backhand volley was potentially awkward, and here we are at a set each. A second serve to come. Goes to the backhand again, puts with the return, and draws the arrow from Venus, and there we have it. Tim puts... And Kato, his superb partner, hug after a tremendous victory.
Well, a warm embrace from all four players at the net. And after Michael Venus had missed that final shot, Andreescu immediately turned to him and said, "It's okay, it's okay." And smiled and said, "We've had a great time." And Tim Putz and Mayu Kato just... bowing to the crowd, applauding each other, applauding this wonderful crowd that's been here and been hanging on every point for this mixed doubles final. And they've had a fantastic occasion. It's a wonderful win and a wonderful moment for Kato and Putz. And for both of them, it's a moment of redemption. Putz has been there or thereabouts, the college circuit, as you said, playing German club league tennis, and now he's a Grand Slam champion. Kato, less than a week ago, was... In tears, being defaulted from this tournament on the women's doubles for a really unfortunate mishap with hitting a ball at a ball girl and,
accidental.
Accidental and just, you know, fell foul of the rules and that's what the rules are for. And horrible, horrible thing to happen to a player. Horrible for everybody. Horrible for the ball girl, obviously. And that was just a real low point for her, I'm sure. And to come back and win her first Grand Slam title and become mixed doubles champion at the same tournament is quite the tournament.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du double mixte Roland-Garros 2023. Nous allons saluer l'arbitre de la rencontre, Madame Alison Hughes. Finaliste du double mix Roland-Garros 2023, la Canadienne Bianca Andreescu et le Néo-Zélandais Michael Venus. Bianca, if you want to start, please.
Hi, everyone. This is my first ever mixed doubles tournament and a mixed doubles final. Definitely unexpected, but I'm not complaining. It was really fun to play with you, Michael. Congrats to our opponents. You guys deserve it. Thank you for everyone who came out, everybody who makes this tournament possible, all the organizers, sponsors, tournament director, ball kids, linesmen, photographers, all the physios as well, everyone in the locker room, I appreciate it. Hopefully we can have many more of these, but winning them next time.
Thank you. Merci, Bianca. Michael, he's the first New Zealander player in the final in the mixed double in Roland-Garros. C'est le premier Néo-Zélandais en finale du double mix à Roland-Garros.
Cool. Congrats, guys. Well played. Thanks, everyone, for coming out.
I forgot to thank you guys.
Yeah.
Elle a oublié de vous remercier, Bianca. Elle voulait vous remercier d'être venue.
Bianca, thanks for playing. Really enjoyed it. Hope we can do it again. Our team, thanks everyone. We'll see you soon. Thanks, guys.
Merci, Michael. Thank you. Les finalistes. Vainqueur du double mixte Roland Garros 2023, la japonaise Miyu Kato et l'allemand Tim Putz. Miyu. Miyu, please. Miyu, you can start. Yes. Oh, she prepared something. Elle a préparé un texte.
My English is not so good, so I was lighting last night. Thank you to everyone involved in the tournament and to the all sponsors.
I hold this? I hold this. Yes.
Congratulations to our opponent, Bianca and Michael. It was a great match. To my partner, Tim, I'm so glad I have you as a partner. Thank you so much for always supporting me and cheering me up. To my coach, thank you for always being with me when I was having a hard time. It has been really challenging mentally for me the past few days due to the unjust disqualifications from the women's doubles. I want to thank all the players, coaches, everyone for the heartfelt message of support. I was able to use all their positive energies to move forward so I could be here today. Thanks to my female doubles partner, Aldera, her team, and all the Indonesian fans. It has unfortunate that we were disqualified, but I'm doing my best so that we can return have one day and claim the women's doubles final. Hopefully, Borgal is okay. To Sara and Marie, my opponents in the women's doubles this week, Aldira, and I hope that we can play each other again somewhere and have a great match. And sorry, so long. And lastly, to Roland Garros, it's unfortunate about the disqualification decision, but I'm looking for a positive outcome of my appeal so that I can receive my points, my prize money, and my recreation come back. Thank you so much.
Domo arigato. Merci, Miyu. Thank you. Merci, Miyu. Tim devient le premier joueur allemand masculin à remporter le double mix de l'histoire de Roland Garros. He's the first German player, male German player, to get Tim en anglais pour les adversaires, mais aussi en français.
Yeah, first, Bianca, Mikey, sorry about today. I thought you played a great tournament. I thought you had only really tough opponents. Happy to play you in this great court, honestly. Sorry for the outcome, but yeah, maybe we can play again in the future. It would be quite nice. Yeah, then, of course, Miyu. I mean, unbelievable what has happened the last 10 days. With everything that's happened, I hope this... this helps you. I'm very, very happy to win, even without all the drama we had. And with all this, I hope you feel good. I hope this is somewhat redemption for everything that's happened. And I think you saw, you get so much support from everywhere, and I think it's well deserved. To your team, to my team, to my family, they're actually a bit crazy. They came today from home, but I'm happy they're here now. Thank you for coming. Mefi, thanks for the 11 days, for cooking for us. To Miu's coach, best coach on the tour for sure. dernièrement, merci beaucoup au tournoi, Roland Garros, tous les sponsors, Amélie, à tout le monde. Ouais, pour nous, pour les Allemands, c'est vraiment c'est le grand chelem de la maison pour nous aussi, parce que c'est très proche et ouais, c'est toujours, on a toujours un super temps ici. Merci beaucoup à tout le monde, merci au public aussi. J'espère que ça vous a plu. Merci pour le soutien et j'espère que vous avez une belle journée de tennis. Merci.
Merci, Tim.
Wording here is players are getting ready. It is a 3 o'clock start local time for the first of the women's singles semi-finals. Karolina Muchová against Aryna Sabalenka. And actually, as I just walked across to Philippe Chatrier from the TV compound, I saw Iga Świątek going into the TV compound. Now, she will be the followed by semi-final against Beatriz Hadash-Meyer. So we can have both the semi-finals for you. We've seen our mixed doubles champions crowned already. It's semi-finals, finals all the way now for the last 4 days with you on Radio Roland Garros. My name is Gigi Salmon. Sophie Amiak is going to be with me. The skies are still blue. There's a couple of white fluffy clouds that have bubbled up, but nothing that is going to cause us any problems as spectators continue to make their way into Philippe Chatrier. So players due out in around 10 minutes time, but in the build-up to that, let's hear from both contenders of the first semi-final. In a short while it'll be Karolina Muchová from the Czech Republic, but we will start with the Australian Open champion and the second seed, Aryna Sabalenka.
Aryna, you're into the semi-finals here at Roland Garros. You must be pleased with your performance today. Just talk us through what you were most happy with.
Yeah, it was a very tough match, and yeah, I'm super happy with the win. Yeah, just super happy to be in another semi-final.
Hi, Aryna. At the end of the match, you went over to the net and you waited for Aryna to come over, but you knew that she wasn't going to shake your hand. Why did you do that?
I don't know. It just was an instinct, like I always do after all my matches.
Congratulations, you have lots of fans around the world and they call you the warrior princess. So in what ways are you a warrior? In what ways are you a princess? And what will it take for you to become the queen here at Roland Garros?
I think I'm just, I really feel, I'm really thankful for people to call me that way. I just feel like I'm a fighter, and it's not like separation. It's just like I'm a warrior princess, meaning like I'm a great fighter. And I mean, I don't know, to become queen in Roland Garros, I just have to keep focusing on myself, on my game, and try to bring my best tennis every time I'm on the court.
Karolina, congratulations. First Roland Garros semifinal. Just talk about the match today and how you were pleased with your performance.
Thank you very much. I think today I played great from the start of both sets, and that for sure helped. Nastya was playing very, very aggressive and maybe here and there, I would say, pretty risky. And it was going to the court then. Here and there was a few mistakes that helped me, and as well, I started well the sets, and then I finished them well as well. So, I'm pleased about that, and great that I won in two sets.
Aryna Sabalenka is currently serving for a straight sets win against Aryna Świątek, so I just figured I'd ask what your thoughts are about potentially facing her in the semifinals. I think you guys met a long time ago in 2019. And what are your overall impressions of what she has been able to do this season?
What can I say? She's a very, very great player, very aggressive. Tough match ahead. I'll try to do my best to find a way how to how to find a way to make it complicated for her.
Carolina, because you're so calm, I have to ask, does this feel like a big deal? Like making the Roland Garros semifinals? Or is this just, I don't know, is this just one additional step to your tournament? How are you kind of feeling it, approaching it?
Oh, I'm really, really happy with the semifinals. So it's not like I'm just, you know, like whatever. It's a really great result for me. So I appreciate it a lot. Of course, I'm still in the tournament, so I'm trying to, you know, focus on another match. And the tournament starts here. So that's probably why I'm, look calm however you would call it. But I'm super, super pleased with the way this tournament is going.
Live on radio. Roland Garros. Roland Garros.
You are listening to Radio Roland Garros. It's Thursday afternoon. The sun is shining. Spectators filing in to Philippe Chatrier. They allowed the crowd in for the mixed doubles final. It was wonderful to see the bottom half of the court full. They have been turfed out. Now the ticket holders for the semi-finals are in, and I'm very happy to say, as we await the arrival of the players in just under 10 minutes from now, I am joined in the Radio Roland Garros commentary box by Sophie Amiak. How are you?
I am wonderful, actually.
Wow. Okay.
I'm overwhelmed with the energy.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I think I forgot my pill this morning. That's the point.
It sounds like you've had your pill. No, if you're overwhelmed with energy.
I forgot my pill. See what I mean?
Oh, I see. Oh, right. Okay.
So it's going to be pretty much hell for you today, okay. But hey,
you don't start like that. That's not
no how, good
right,
hell.
Can I message Marcus? Do you think Marcus can get here in 9
sure.
minutes?
Yeah.
Marcus, if you're listening, can you just run from
can
the
you
hotel?
Hurry up?
Because I've realised I've got to go. I've got another massage.
It's
at 3:05. Just got an availability. Sophie did kindly though bring us some cakes, and Sophie said to Stefan, describe the cake, and he went, no, I don't like them.
I know, isn't that great? Yeah, I got the cake that he doesn't like. Isn't that
but
nice?
But they're from where? Just tell us where they are.
So, this is a very known boulangerie. What is it called again? Merveilleux.
Merveilleux. Vous êtes merveilleux. Can we get her tablets? Or is that, are they not here?
Tablets are far. So anyway.
Marcus, bring the tablets when you come.
So those are, yeah, mini merveilleux. So they're little merveilleux, because normally they make the big merveilleux.
Oh.
And I brought some because they're very sweet, but they're like a little meringue-ish filling. Not to be confused with the meringue
right.
dance.
Wasn't, but yeah, okay. Lovely. Excellent.
This is, they have different flavors. We have a chocolate, we have a coffee, we have a cherry.
Strawberry? Oh, that's cherry, yeah, not
cherry.
Strawberry. Oh,
no. So, yeah, strawberry we will leave for Wimbledon.
Okay. All right. Lovely. So thanks to Sophie for the cakes. Now, so we've got a few minutes. Let's work backwards, because our focus is on the first semi-final. Iga Świątek, who I just saw actually randomly going in with Daria Abramovic into the TV compound in the second semi-final against the Brazilian Beatriz Hadashmaier. How do you see that one going? I know that Świątek has had difficulties with power and pace in the past, but what do you make of that matchup?
You know, I've been saying so many times, Hadashmaier to me is a case of energy lasting forever. I mean, the woman has more energy and more batteries than I can even imagine. 13 hours on court, the longest match here, you know, in Roland Garros this year. She just had the longest match, of course, in Rome a week ago, 3 hours and 41 minutes. I was doing it against Kalinina, which, you know, those are matches you want to do, of course. But, you know, when it's really getting late on your watch, you go, oh, really? Really? So anyway, I don't know how far she can go with this energy, but apparently, you know, against Jabeur, I mean, I think she got a little bit slightly lucky in the second set that Jabeur couldn't really close out that set. She had chances to break points, Jabeur, on the serve of Hadashmaier. So how do I see this?
There's one meeting to go on. That was Toronto last year on the hard courts.
Right. She
beat her on the hard courts.
On the hard courts. Now, is clay better for Świątek, you would think?
Yes.
I would think so.
Yes.
I don't know. Listen, I mean, how can she also... This is the first time for her. That was the first time yesterday for her when she was able to, you know, to get into... the semifinals, beating, you know, getting to a place where she's never been, and we're all trying to understand how is she going to, you know, react. Well, apparently, she pretty much, you know, test done with flying colors, right? So you ask me how this? I have no clue.
And I really like.
I'm just honest.
This is why we have Sophia.
So hard.
I really like her relationship with her coach, because it's conversational. She's talking to him. She doesn't get annoyed with him. She looks to him for support, and they converse. And I quite like, because you rarely see that.
I agree with you. I think that there's a great relationship between the two of them. And what I love about this one, that she will never have I mentioned never give up.
Ever.
The woman is like,
the
it
Duracell
doesn't matter
Bobby.
How difficult it is. It doesn't matter. I mean, the mental toughness that she has is beyond understandable. I mean, how many people would have gone down? There's never really a real negative, even body language. So, you know, in all, I think, you know, this is the tournament of her life. And she is very aware that how many more am I going to have? She failed takes, she can have, you know, she's 20 years old. Hello. You know, she could be here for 10 years if she stays healthy, if things goes well mentally. She could be here, you know, and win many. But for her, it's a very different situation. So she knows how big it is, and hopefully she's going to be able to perform and not be... I mean, I thought she would be a little bit nervous performing against Jabeur. I didn't see any of that. I thought she was, you know, playing like if it was like a backcourt over there.
Very shortly, we're going to welcome out the players for the first semi-final. We will allow Mark Murray to bring them out. We'll see on our screen when they're waiting in the tunnel. It's Karolina Mukova against Arina Sabalenka. Also, a second meeting between the two. But I don't take much from this, because it was back in 2019, and so much has happened for both of them. I mean, it's been transformational since then for Sabalenka becoming a Grand Slam champion, and for Mukova, just... When I was looking into this match a little bit more, it's all the injuries that she's had to deal with, and she is obviously someone who's going to have to really listen to her body very carefully.
Yeah, and I think she's learned a lot from, obviously her injuries, and just to have seen Mukova playing against Pavlyuchenkova, two players who are so great, who have been through so much physically and injury-wise, to get to the quarterfinals was, to me, fantastic to see. So, again, same thing for her. This is like, you know, she's a little younger than, you know, comparing to Hadajmaya, but she has also that, you know, to think about. You know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And, you know, playing Sabalenka, could be here for another, you know, good 7 years, Edie. I mean, she's young.
Yeah.
And we don't realize that, but in the mind of the players, you know, that plays a role. Like, well, I don't want to miss on my opportunity, because how many am I going to have? Think about Jabeur. She had two opportunities to win majors.
Yeah.
And then, you know, although she did play very well, considering that where she's coming from, also from injuries in this tournament, she was very satisfied with that. I think she could have gone further, but hey, she was satisfied to see that her body was, you know, sustaining. She said she started too early, maybe. But you have to think that in the mind of players who are getting older, who've been there for a longer time, that they have to think about, okay, this might be it.
Yeah,
this might be the only time that I can maybe reach a final and go further.
That adds to nerves, though, doesn't it? If you're out there thinking, well, hang on a second. Yeah. If I win, because as we talked about it, it can be life-changing. I mean, Svantek's life has already changed, Sabalenka, but for Karolina Mukova, about to get the balls out of the court, for Beatriz Hadajmaj, she's already rewriting the history books in terms of a Brazilian woman and what she's doing. But it is transformational.
Totally agree. It's transformation everywhere, and especially in Brazil, where, you know, they have, you know, Curtin was the last really man to do and to do waves here. Maria Bueno, obviously the last woman to be in that far in the tournament here in Roland Garros. So yeah, I mean, it's life changing.
And I like to think that Bruno Suarez gave them some cheer when he was winning majors on the doubles mixed doubles court.
Which he did.
Right, 27 degrees the temperature. It is now, and that's the maximum it's going to be. We don't have much of a wind. Humidity's around 44%. There are white clouds bubbling up. There's more and more spectators getting into their seats. And now let's bring out the two players onto Philippe Chatrier. They're seeing a little VT on the big screen of Mukova, giving her ranking 43. She's up to 19 in the live rankings. Then there's Arina Sabalenka. She's 2 in the world. If she betters Świątek here, or Świątek loses today, she will be the new world number one. There is so much at stake for both of these players, including a place
in their very first Roland Garros final. And for Mukova, it would be a first Grand Slam final. It's her second Grand Slam semi-final, having reached the final four in Australia. Second meeting between the two now. Marc Ouray will bring the players out onto Philippe Chatrier as the sun shines down on the beautifully prepared clay court. It's been hosed, it's been brushed. The security are there, and the noises you can hear are from the tunnel. And the little the floor manager, shall we call him, is just wondering where Arina Sabalenka is, because
she's MIA. Because Andy Muhova is on the picture here, as we sing. And Lasserre was also on the screen. It was one of the